The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Warriors. Hi, guys. If you're looking for a car, don't go to a lot. Don't be kicking tires. What you want to do is do True Car. That's what I did, and I wish I needed more cars. I wish I had more than one ass where I needed more cars because True Car made it easy. True Car users save on average over $3,000 off MSRP. That's a lot. You know what that gets you? Rims, son. Get them spinning rims with that True Car money, dude. I love True Car. Pre-owned vehicle. Personally, that's how I go. Like 600 miles on like a new Range Rover pre-owned. All of a sudden, it's thousands and thousands of dollars off combined with the $3,000 off MSRP. You're in business. You're going to actually enjoy a car buying experience. And that's what's up. True Car.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, pothead.
Look at the game change.
If you want to battle, it's either that you will or you won't.
You know, you're not a bad-looking man, Mr. Gals.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Bullshit. You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face.
No, I thought you said that you are right, Spider.
Hey, man.
More Stories podcast with our friends here, new old friends or old new friends. Steve Hash, Allie,
there's a lot of iterations of my last name.
How about I couldn't think of another designer, right? De Laurent, no, Allie Hilfiger. you guys got married in some place that I don't even know where it is, and that's how you know you're successful. Is when your friends go like, oh, we got married in Hawaii, or like, we got married at San Ysidro Ranch in Santa Barbara. You're like, wow. Like, we got married on this island that's like kind of Dutch, but it's also sort of Spanish. And where was it?
It's near Venezuela, actually.
Jesus.
But it's part of the West Indies.
And what's the name of the actual island?
Mustique.
M-U-S-T-I-Q-U-E.
It's mosquito in French.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You don't want that on your wedding day.
Zzz.
That'd be awful. You were a lovely bride, beautiful
Thank
bride.
You. Thank
did you have
you.
Any choice but to wear a Tommy Hilfiger dress?
I did, actually, because the second dress I changed into was Vera Wang, and then an Alexander McQueen number for dancing.
But you designed that
I designed
main
the,
dress
the,
yourself.
Right. My dad's company made it, but
Alexander
I designed
McQueen
it.
Dress?
No.
Was it a scarf with skulls on it?
Oh, no, Sarah Burton has, you know, she takes the cake on designing.
Sit-In is your guys' podcast, and
that's right.
I really was drawn to it because, well, call a spade, the last name Hilfiger, and I like fashion, you go, oh, you know, and you're not like just some like trust fund kid who's just like, I'm going to do a podcast. There's incredible, there's a lot of there with you two.
It's substance.
Yeah.
There's substance.
And I was telling Steve, and for the listeners, it's at Steve Hash. I think just Instagram is just your name,
yeah,
Steve Hash.
It's like, easy.
Your photos on your Instagram, I said to you before we were rolling, you're an artist. There's no other container you can take the shape of. You'll never outrun that. You're going to be broke a long time.
Thank
and broke
you.
In, I suppose.
Sorry, babe.
I think you're all right. I think, but the photos on your Instagram, I was staring at as art pieces. They were like a unfinished concrete sculpture.
Yeah, it's some new work I'm doing.
But there's no concrete in the photo.
Well, there kind of is. You have to come to the studio and see what I'm talking about.
I'll be there tomorrow. I'm not kidding. But like, your photography is fantastic. And I wish I'd like you guys came on my radar sooner, because I would love to see like everything that you guys do. Like, you're really cool. You're fucking cool.
Well, thanks, I
you
guess.
You can come to our house and our studio and we can show you everything.
Well, that's all right. That seems a little odd.
And I didn't mean like everything. I just meant everything.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah. Your daughter's lovely.
Thank you.
And that's everything.
She's the most important thing.
Everything.
And when you have a child, how hard? Let's go back. Why do a podcast? It's, you know, you're not going to really have revenue.
We're just in it for the money, really.
Right. Right. So you join Wilco for the same result. And it's like a labor of love, I suppose. But then your guests are so far off the beaten path. Like I was telling, like Flesh Dozer. This guy does magic marker art. And you're like, all right. And then, but Steve, you're a guy, like if you put your stamp on an artist, I know that guy is legit. I can go to that artist. How do you translate that guest to what you're hoping is an enormous audience? Or mm-hmm. do you even think about that when you're recording and just record to like your friends,
well,
I guess?
Yeah, I mean, when we first kind of thought about doing this, it was really the idea of like kind of creating a library of kind of creative people that we either knew or liked their work, right? So it was, yeah, kind of a labor of love in that situation, in that sense of the word, where we were like, all right, let's put together kind of casual conversations with people that are making music and art and fashion, whatever it is, and hopefully people can listen to that and it will inspire them as well, you know?
When you, and I'm going to get to what we talked about outside too, Ronnie Wood playing at your wedding is, that hit me, that hit a bell in me. That was many carnivals
that was
inside my
special.
Body.
You were a fan of his?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's a really special guy.
They took my guitars away, now I got nothing to play. Your guys' podcast is really good. Anybody listening, I put my name on it. Go, just hit subscribe. And even if you don't have time to listen to Sit In with Steve and Allie, like just hit subscribe. But when you listen to it, you will love it, not like it. And I'm going to tell you this. You got to use the Amazon banner at jmoore.com, everybody.
Yeah.
Allie said, I want to see how he does his reads.
I do. I'm very
Well, we're new to this space, so,
I am. When I do a live read, I feel like a fucking asshole. And I just have to focus on the fact that somebody's paying money for me to say what they're saying, what I'm saying, and I actually like the thing.
Right.
Like you guys have that LaCroix?
Well, we're getting LaCroix. We had Third Love, Just Fab, and Stitch Fix.
And you like all of them, otherwise.
Yeah, they're all fashion. What do you mean? Right. Come on.
I'm really excited about LaCroix, though, if
That's
LaCroix is listening.
Thing. Oh, yeah.
Just because I'm addicted to it. I can't figure out how they make it taste so good.
Yeah, what's your favorite flavor of LaCroix? How many
Lime,
flavors?
Lime, 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
I had one on the way here.
You're like me.
Yeah.
Like people get
Fresh.
Like the red Gatorade. I'm like, what a waste of fucking $3 yeah. bucks, asshole, yeah. fruit punch.
Yeah.
It's bug juice. Get the lemon lime, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
So my website, jmoore.com, has like a lot of stand-up. All my poetry's up there. There's animation about stories you hear here. Two different hears right there, speaking of poems. But Carlos Lopez, my man at San Antonio. What's up, buddy? JJ, pocket guide to being a Catholic and one more item. I did what I could. Don't worry, baby. That's my roommate's Catholic book. These are a lot of inside jokes when they email me.
Yeah.
He ordered at jmoore.com. You click Amazon to do your Amazon shopping. Just cost you a click, and they actually give money to me, which is direct deposit to my son's college, who's 6 years old. And, you know, being divorced twice, it's the actually only money I will ever see. He got, yeah, I love it. It's been great. Derby Rally, I'm not sure what that is, Carlos, but he got the book as written, A Pocket Guide to Catholic. I'm sure there's probably a longer title, but he didn't write anything. We hope to see you. Well, Amazon really wrote this email. Hey, but I know Carlos Lopez. I've met you, my man, and you're a good dude, and I hope you're doing well, buddy. Hope your kids are good and your wife, and I hope to see you at the Empire Theater in San Antonio soon, my man. I love you, brother. So, Ronnie Wood play. So you wanted to do a podcast because you wanted to spotlight people you knew, and I'm going to put words in your mouth.
Okay.
That's why I did Last Comic Standing. My favorite comic nobody had heard of. My top 10 comics, nobody knew who they were. So I'm like, I'm going to do a show where that's the only people on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the people you found the most interesting, you're like Julian Schnabel's. Nobody knows he put out like an album. That's perfect. It's basically like friends of yours like that? Is that essentially it?
Yeah, and basically, you know...
I was asking Steve.
Okay, fine.
No, I'm getting...
we like...
Steve!
I think more than anything, it wasn't necessarily just people that we quote-unquote knew. It was kind of creating a platform of kind of the whole spectrum, whether it's the Ronnie Woods, the Mark Quinns...
Or the Jess Johnsons.
Or like
the
kind of up-and-coming artists. We wanted to kind of put everyone on the same...
Terror Reed, of course.
Yeah, we wanted to like put people kind of on the same level and like a platform, create a platform.
And also like...
People we respect.
And I want to learn, and I think other people want to know how these people work, how they operate, how they got to where they are, and what they do to keep themselves motivated, inspired, etc. Because I always want to know, you know, there are... you know, I'm a working mom, and there's maybe some tips that I can learn from other creative people and how to either schedule myself or you know, reboot myself as a creative person, because it's sometimes kind of challenging when you're in mom mode or parent mode or life mode, and you have to switch gears into creative mode. And I love learning how all of these other people work.
Is that a definite thread each episode?
For me personally,
that's fascinating.
To me, that's personally fascinating. Steve, is your angle is a little bit?
No, I think
more,
it's similar. I mean, it's really just about their process, and you know, right. For some people, it's
what's the commonality
it's about their process.
If you had to put,
what's
yeah,
your process,
no, this
Jay?
This podcast where repetition. That's it. It's all I got. Truth and repetition is the process.
Sit in the process.
I think I would say it's the process and point of view of creative folks.
What's your point of view?
Truth and repetition.
There you go.
And I realized on stand-up comedy about 4 or 5 years ago, everything I'm going to say on stage has already happened to me or is going to happen to me.
Mm.
So to sit down and write a joke is untruthful. Mm-hmm. It's a construct. Mm-hmm. The act itself is false.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, did you guys see in the paper today? Like, no, but you're going to tell us regardless.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I have to tell my son, get out of the tub, put on your pajamas. And I realized I didn't say dry your body. And that's something you have to tell a boy because we're idiots. We still are currently idiots. And I'll say to the audience, look at the guy you came in with. How many times today did you think, how fucking dumb are you? And it's like, apparently.
Maybe forgetful. I mean, I'm very forgetful too, though. So,
but let's be honest. Like when you, I think women over strategize moment, and I am generalizing.
Yeah.
Like, you take your daughter to the park. There's a stroller. There's a visor over the stroller because of the sun. There's sunscreen.
Snacks.
There's snacks. There's mm-hmm. a juice. There's a water. There's that lobster trap for the Cheerios where they get in but they can't fall out.
Oh, got one of those.
There's a blanket underneath. There's another visor on her hat. Babies in hats and sunglasses, by the way. I just think your kid's sick. Stop doing it. It's fucking weird. A baby in sunglasses. I'm like, oh, wow. That poor little guy's eyes and head. Oh, just let him squint.
I'm kind of guilty of that.
It's all right. But you guys are like actual fashionista people where like you can actually make a kid look cool.
Her only eyes are actually sensitive, though.
Well, she has matching Ray-Bans to
oh,
me. It's just too damn
go.
Cute. I can't help it.
Well, matching Ray-Bans, I don't think
I
the kid's
help
sick.
It. Yeah.
I'm doing like gas station sunglasses that say like, who farted?
Yeah, exactly.
So like for when Steve or when I take my son to the park, I bring my son.
Us, exactly the same.
And if he shits his pants, I look around for like leaves and Burger King wrappers.
That's Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it works.
Yeah.
The greatest day was when I realized when you go to the beach, just bring the kid. The beach, everything's there.
Yeah.
Like you bring shovels and balls and all, like, no, let's make a rock pile.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, yeah. And then you get to go swim while they're making a rock pile.
Yeah.
We don't bring toys to the playground anymore. She just likes to hide and go seek with the trees.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten caught, though, without the preparation.
Oh.
Too far from home without a diaper bag. That's a little awkward.
That's fun for you, isn't it?
You know, you
I
get
can't
to use
give him
any
too
any
much
restroom.
Shit today, by the way, because this is we met 7 years ago today. So this is technically one of our anniversaries, and mm-hmm. I can't be too hard on you today.
Well, hold on. Thanks, babe. You know, I'm an intuitive, and I good ancillary income. Why the parenthetical is that you're usually pretty hard on him?
I don't think that I am.
No, not at all.
But you guys are inseparable. Like when I see you two, it's Steve and Allie, Allie and Steve. There's mm-hmm. no, like no matter where you go. Like if you guys got divorced now, 10 years from now, it's like that John and Yoko, you know.
If we got divorced now, we'd probably still hang out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's real
we
obvious.
We like each other too much. It makes me sick.
Yeah, it's interesting. But you do give him shit.
Listen, you have to like.
I'm not saying it's a negative.
He's so
it's
cool,
it's healthy.
Right? He looks so cool on the outside. I just have to like bring him down to earth again. Hey.
But his insides are terra firma entirely. Like he's the earth. He is earth.
He's a big softy.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Shh,
I think I would say it's as a child, not being able to sort of. I'm not really reading it right now, so I don't want to guess because I'm bad.
Are you like, are you tapping into the intuition?
I'm not. That's why I stopped talking because if I tap in, I'll get it right and I don't want to break being batting 1,000. But as an armchair psychiatrist who is not reading you right now, there was a way to behave as a kid and there was a way to react and a way to just make sure you didn't cause waves that affected. You had an enormous burden as a kid, and your behaviors affected how like an entire dinner party could go, and it was something inconsequential that you didn't even know could cause a ripple. Like, hey, that lady lost a lot of weight. Like, how could you say that to her? She's sick or something, you know? And now as an adult, you have your soulmate and you know he's not going anywhere. Yeah. That allows you the endless boundary to actually give him shit. And it's kind of exhilarating because you love him. You know he's like a best case scenario and he's never going to go, fuck this, I'm out of here.
I give him
Thanks,
shit.
Guys.
I give him
I'm
shit
feeling
with
really
a lot
good
of
about
love.
Myself right now.
And then like I'll reel myself back and be like, oh, sorry. I wasn't.
You don't give me that much shit.
I don't. I just like to pretend I do because then that would make me look more normal.
Ronnie Wood played at your wedding in Mosquito, Illinois, Venezuela, by way of Holland, Dutch, Maldives, Okinawa.
Exactly.
That's a get. Like, you know.
It was special.
When I had Rufus Wainwright on the podcast, I'm like, holy shit. And, you know, the numbers indicated I was, you know, in a very tiny minority of people that recognize a fucking actual walking Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
But Ronnie Wood actually playing.
He played my uncle's guitar. So my Uncle Billy passed away.
I have an Uncle Billy, too.
Oh, okay. Everyone has an Uncle Billy. Everyone has an Uncle Billy.
Do they?
He died a few years back or whatever. And
that's not funny.
He gave me... Well, it's not, actually. He had a brain tumor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Not. I mean, serious shit. Anyway, he gave me his first guitar that was ever given to him when he was 16. He gave it to me when I was 16. And I've kept it. And I brought the guitar down to the island, or my other uncle brought it for me, and Ronnie played that guitar.
Is Billy a famous guitarist that I don't know about?
They have like a metal band back in the...
Called?
Fright, I think it was. Oh, actually, you know what's weird? In the 80s, they had one called the Brain Surgeons. And
yeah,
Fright's
way better.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, way better.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like any band starts the.
Yeah.
The Fright?
Fright is great.
The Fright?
Oh.
Just Fright.
A Fright.
But he was of great import in your like he was obviously a great guitarist.
He
that
was.
Guitar to
he
live
was
as
great,
long as it has.
He was a great songwriter and guitarist. And
look,
it
look
was
how you lit up. Look
really
at your, look
special.
At your wife's face. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Uncle Billy was a beautiful guy.
Yeah, he was.
He's alive and well. He's here. It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Totally.
Wow. What songs did Ronnie Wood play?
Steve, you've got this one. I was like in such a daze.
No, well, when we got there, he was like, oh, I'm just going to kind of figure something out.
He was a little nervous.
And
old
Mom's Rush Jagger.
Yeah, basically.
There's like nobody to play off of.
And no, he actually ended up playing an old song that he wrote for the Faces that never got released.
What?
Like a new rendition of it, he said it was.
What's the name of the song?
Honestly,
is it anywhere? Like
I can't even. I'm sure we could ask him. I forgot.
I mean, it was at your wedding.
Yeah.
It's Ron Wood.
Yeah.
On Uncle Billy's guitar. Come on, Steve.
I forgot the name of the song.
You wonder why she teases
you.
He's
like, oh, this is just this. Like,
you
like,
guys seem surprised that I was like all in on Ron Wood. And then I realized, yeah, not a lot of people know all of his solo albums and know the song Josephine or Seven Days. I think it was written by, written by Dylan, 7 Days. But
he's also an artist, a painter.
Yeah, it's, you know, so is Tony Bennett, I guess. Ronnie's a drawer, mostly, right?
He just came out with a new book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, but I mean,
but he's a guitar player.
Yes, he is. And there's where he's an artist.
Yeah.
His first tour at the Stones, it was "Love You Live," and the guitar solo for "Can't Always Get What You Want." I can't move my fingers that fast, let alone play an instrument because I don't play anything.
You don't play anything at all?
I'm a front man.
Yeah.
I'm Eddie Vedder. All right, Pearl Jam. Yeah, Eddie Vedder. I'm a front man. You know, and then. That's like a work of art, considering it's his first tour. And then just fucking Keith comes in slow and just goes chunky, like, chunky, and it's like, that's cute. Watch how little I work with five strings, asshole. How do you know Ron Wood? Through your dad? Or
yeah, we've known the Stones for a while, and actually...
Hold on. The magnitude of that sentence, by the way? That can't really be glossed over.
I know,
over.
That kind of sounds kind of like a little...
No. Don't apply a negative to it.
Weird.
It's really fucking cool, and I'm celebrating it, so don't walk
it
me out of
cool.
it.
It is cool. But this is what's even funnier, is Steve and I were living in Mystique together for like 3 months. This is after I was like really sick with Lyme disease, like I needed a break.
Well, you're on
New York
an island
City.
Called Mosquito.
Yeah, well, you know,
they
it was from ticks.
Zika hadn't come out yet,
yeah,
so we
Zika
thought it
was
safe.
Not there yet.
But man, that guy can dunk, Zika.
We were there, and my dad calls me up. He's like, hey, listen, I just want to let you know that next week or maybe tomorrow, Ronnie Wood and his new wife, Sally, are coming to stay at the house. It's for their honeymoon. I offered them the house. So we
poor Joseph
ended up on their honeymoon, and we were like, hey, we'll give you guys privacy. They're like, no, we want to hang out. We like hung out with them the whole time on their honeymoon. It was hysterical.
He's probably my favorite Stone.
Awesome.
And like we were talking off mic, that's what happens on this podcast. It's Doug Benson said, the comedian Doug Benson goes, you should call this More Digressions, not More Stories. And it was how Ronnie Wood got into the Stones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steve has a good story about that.
Well, I don't want to get the story wrong, but...
Well, I only know what I think it is. But let me tell you, did you guys do HelloFresh yet?
No.
You did LaCroix Water, right?
Mm-hmm.
HelloFresh sponsored the podcast, and they send you food. And this is a pseudo-read because I love it so much. All I got to tell you guys out there listening is you get $30 off if the promo code is MORE30, M-O-H-R, MORE30. And the website for great food. Oh my gosh. For reals. I'm so sincere, man. HelloFresh is the name of the company. The promo code is MORE30. I can't find the actual name of the website anywhere on this nice piece of paper. But how about this? Go to HelloFresh.com, I suppose. But I can tell
you
this much.
No, you should just Google it.
You get a free $30 right there. That's a week of HelloFresh. I'm telling you guys, I coach wrestling now, and it eats up the entire afternoon. And when I drive all the way from Encino to Playa Vista, and I walk into the apartment, and God bless Teresa, Teresa Cardena, St. Teresa, when she's cooking HelloFresh, that was a different week. My mood was different.
Wow.
I slept. I'm not, you know, I put my name on it. Like, it was crazy great food. So I encourage everybody out there to go HelloFresh. And also, by the way, like it really pulls a family together. If you guys are cooking together, they give you really easy instructions because I'm an idiot. More 30 is your promo code. HelloFresh.com in bold print next to More 30 that I missed. Ugh. So Sit In is the podcast. Everybody's going to hit subscribe because they do what I tell them. That's right. That's why you're here. How were you told, and who told you how Ronnie Wood got into the Stones?
Ronnie.
Who told you?
Ronnie.
What does he know?
But like I said,
so why do you think you get it wrong?
Well, it wasn't that. It was just a long time ago, and I was, you know, I don't know. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I don't want to say something on
I was on
a recorded podcast.
I was on mushrooms. I don't know if I was really smoking.
I wasn't on mushrooms that day.
Just like Sherlock Holmes or not.
He might have been an island weed.
No, but there was something, basically, you know, he had wanted to get in the Stones for some time and had like basically moved his rehearsal space to their rehearsal space in order to be close.
So that means both Ronnies had to go over there and Rod Stewart. Like the Faces rehearsed next to the Stones?
Essentially, if I remember correctly.
They were aware of him. I know that.
Yeah. By the way, Steve is not being held responsible right now for this story.
No.
I'll tell the fucking story if you guys are going to hedge
your... Tell the story.
Is there like a story,
non-disclosure or something that I don't know
about?
It was
something about a lot of missed phone calls. I remember him telling...
They auditioned 40,000 guitarists, and what none of the guitarists knew was those are the guitar tracks on Between the Buttons. They just stole everybody's auditions. Ronnie wrote Hey Negrita, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one they actually wanted. And Ronnie was the guy they wanted overall. So Ronnie's audition is the actual lead guitar on Between the Buttons. So we always had the job, but they had to get through other guitarists to hit certain sounds for like Hot Stuff and Oh Cherry, the reggae song or whatever. And that's what I heard.
There's a lot of playing telephone tag and miscommunication. I remember that. Yeah.
I think Ronnie drank a lot.
Before voicemails.
I'm sure. I was told when he went to rehab for, I'm not breaking his anonymity, it was in USA Today for crying out loud, and he only stayed for like 4 days, and it was like pre-TMZ, fuckface assholes. It was like actual news of him leaving like 4 days, like, I'm all set. And I was told, you know, because people don't realize he was on salary, like guys are on salary, like the Black Crowes, it's Steve Gorman, Chris and Rich, and everybody else is on salary. And Ronnie replaced, you know, Mick Taylor replaced Brian Jones, who was not on salary. So they had to go on tour. And the only way to get a new contract is to not be available. So he went to rehab. And they're like, no, we wanted to talk to you about your salary. And that's when he left rehab. He didn't go to rehab for the reason people thought is what I was told.
Oh, interesting.
It's fucking brilliant.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, we should go to rehab just for fun, just to have a break from life.
I want to go to one of those retreats where you can't talk. They go like, you love the sound of your own voice. No.
That's crazy. I guess they do have those, don't they?
Yeah, meditation retreats where you can't speak the whole time. I go fucking crazy.
What would you want to say to everybody? All I'd want to say is, can you believe how long I've gone without talking?
Oh, I'm
That's all
such
I want to say over and over.
I'm such a verbal processor. Like I'm a woman. Like I love to verbally process everything that's going on.
We were just in Tulum. Speaking of retreats, have you ever seen that movie Couples Retreat?
Oh. I don't even know what Tulum means.
Tulum's a spot in Mexico.
Do you guys go anywhere where people with like that work at the Pearl Vision Center can find on a map?
Yeah, you know.
You guys go to the most what's Tulum?
It's near Cancun. Fly to Cancun, you drive an hour and a half.
It's not that crazy.
I'm envious. I'm not being shitty.
You gotta come.
I will go anywhere with you guys.
You can stay in Pablo Escobar's new hotel. It was his old house. It's transformed into a hotel.
What makes you think I haven't stayed at that hotel already? And shot holes up in the walls with my... yeah, I haven't. That's fascinating. So Tulum, I apologize, but it's fascinating.
Oh, no, yeah. It was just funny. Was just speaking of this, we went and we stayed with a couple of really close friends of ours, and the place we were at was amazing, but it was very like Zen, very kind of Namaste is I think my nickname after that one.
Namaste is great. Yeah. And Steve and me respects and loves the Steve and you.
And as much as we love that vibe, we also kind of wanted the party vibe as well. And so I kept being like, man, this is like couples retreat where we're like, the bar here closes at 10 o'clock and we're like trying to figure out how we get to the next spot that where all the fun's happening. I don't know. This is...
No. Meanwhile, the bartender said to our friends, do you guys just want to buy a bottle of tequila? Because...
Why just one?
A lot of margaritas.
I'm going to tell you something with absolute certainty. And I'm sure your wife will agree with me. You have to realize that everything you're saying is as interesting as the spark that made you want to say it in the first place. Like, it's fascinating stuff, and I see you kind of like...
He gets a little insecure about that.
I'm not used to be on this side of the mic. That's the problem.
But I just... Well, that's fine. I'm glad it's me, because, like Tulum, the fact that you guys are so not pretentious that when you say, you know, Mystique and Tulum, I'm like, no, where's that? Holy shit. You aren't like assholes. Like, so then we're in, assholes go, Vail. Yeah. Fuck, we got Tulum, man.
Never even been to Vail.
Fuck your Vail, crab. I got Tulum, huh?
It's very hippie.
Yeah, and by the way, the bar closes at 10. What do you do? You're supposed
to this one place.
You're supposed to keep fucking.
But there's tents. But we're staying in these luxury tent rooms, okay?
Kay.
So you can hear everything.
Yes.
And there was this one girl with
that
breast implants
going again.
And butt implants taking
That's
selfies
odd.
Of herself with a selfie stick with a glitter bra over her fake boobs. It was so...
See-through tents? How do you know all this?
It was so entertaining. And then...
Wait.
Good question.
How do you know all this if they're tents?
Was it no. She was at the pool doing this with fake butt implants and these breast implants.
How do you know she had fake butt implants?
It was obvious.
Well, there were real butt implants. They were
no,
real
I mean,
butt
I didn't
implants.
Mean it like that, but that isn't... Like when people say assless chaps. Like, no, that's what makes a chap is the fact that there's no ass. True. Otherwise, they're jeans. Yeah. They're all assless.
Just
Shay,
pants.
Trust me, they were implants.
What a weird hustle.
And my friend was like, I wonder what, you know, and we were passing by their tent. We could tell they were there.
Who, what was, like, her age and the guy she was with?
They were
Sugar
like
Daddy?
33.
Oh, both?
Both of them 33, 37.
She was Latina?
There. I don't know, actually. Dark hair, for sure. She had this big selfie stick, and she was just posing by the pool, like, just completely shamelessly. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this really happens in real life. Yeah. This is happening. And we found out where they were staying, and we were passing by their tent, and my friend was like, I wonder what they're doing.
We didn't go looking for
where they were
staying.
We were going to the reception. We were going out to go to dinner.
We happened to see them.
Steve, let it flow,
look
baby.
Look at how nervous he gets. It's okay, honey. They're not listening.
All right, Namaste.
Don't worry. Take a deep breath.
Steve, like, I don't think you guys are like swingers or cuckold weirdos. I'm pretty sure I know where the story's going, okay. And I'd like it to play out in real time. Good God.
We heard...
Poor Steve.
We heard butt implants definitely having a good old time with her man. Like loud and clear.
Is it a different sound? I would think, like we're all familiar with the sound of flesh on flesh, whether it's sex or like a fist hitting a face or a rib.
It was a lot, like it sounded like you were listening to a porn video.
Yeah, I wonder if the butt implants have like a metallic, like tink, tink, like, tink, 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 tink.
Or you hear just like a smack. Now and
yeah.
then.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, you're so thirsty. Rad Power Bikes. I love these guys, and I have a Rad Power Bike. And let me... Steve, if you got...
I want to know about this
gallery downtown, a Rad Power Bike. It's 750 watts of electric power. If it was like 751, it'd be illegal. They're fast.
Damn.
I take one through like Marina Del Rey and Playa, and I'm like, how am I not getting pulled over?
Oh, fun. What is it? It's like an electric bike?
It looks just like a bike, and it's just got that weird electric box in the middle, and there's like four different, there are four different styles, and that took me longer to choose which bike I wanted, because one, I could put my son on. Mm-hmm. There's like an extra like caboose, sidecar thing, but it's in the back, and I'm like, yeah, but I could just have him on this anyway. I, you know, break those rules all the time.
Hmm.
And there's one that's just like a missile. There's one that's practical. There's one that looks sporty. They're fascinating.
Is it like a motorcycle or a bicycle that you pedal?
It looks exactly like a bicycle, except if the middle of the bicycle just was like had like a bunch of lunch boxes in the middle,
right.
But much more. We've worked on this for a very long time to master it, concision,
right.
As far as space goes, and. It goes like 30 miles before you have to charge it again.
Wow.
Which is all of LA back. Yeah. Like that's going to work all week.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And if you use radpowerbike.com is the website, and if you use my promo code JAY, $75 off accessories and free shipping. And by the way, that's $175. I just hooked y'all up, man. $175 and $75 is
it's not bad.
How much? I'm not kidding.
Oh, never mind. Don't
I'm
ask
that
me.
Much of a moron.
Was it $250 or something?
I think it might be more than that, buddy.
Look at this is what I do. This is
exactly $250. And you knew that. That
like
was
that.
How about the trick I just laid out?
This is
out
who
there?
I married. Look at him.
I want respect for my pen that I just closed the door on and he fell into my trap. I know it's $250. And you even said maybe it's $250. You said maybe $250, maybe? You knew it was $250. We all knew it was $250. You're the coolest.
But I saw you writing it, so I was like, man, maybe I'm
not. I was drawing you out.
Yeah.
Rad Power Bikes. Rad Power Bikes. Bike, singular.com. You guys, listen to me. These things are amazing. Just go on the website, and you'll be there for a while, and show everybody at work. And say, I heard about it on More Stories. And you can talk like that, too. Hey, it's Jay Moore, and it is time for America's Lakers Podcast. That's right. I'm going to be hosting America's Lakers Podcast. My man, Aaron Larsoul, an analytical genius, he's going to bring to the table what I can't every Wednesday. Aaron.
Yes.
This is the official podcast of the Los Angeles Lakers.
We are, and as the analytics expert on this podcast, I want to actually give you some props, Jay, because you were interrupting me at 42% of all sentences, and you're down to 34. What would you attribute this reduction
to? I'm down to what now?
34%.
35. I interrupted you again. There's the gold standard and the purple and gold standard. America's Lakers Podcast with me, Jay Moore, and my man, my brother, Aaron Larsoul, every Wednesday, podcast1.com. What's the commonality with artists on sit-in podcast, their process, how they go about getting, because it's all different kinds of artists, and designers mm-hmm. are such a different breed of cat.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the commonality? Like if you made like paper dolls, what would be the one thing that connected all of your guests?
I've seen that they're talented in many different areas and that they're capable and interested in many different creative avenues, not just the one that they're known for. And also they love what they do so much that they don't feel like it's work. That's
a huge commonality from everybody.
And
Alan Watts, that big, great speech by Alan Watts. He goes, the whole key in life is to find something to find out a way to get paid to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no, and really, I think people say that all the time, but that's one thing we've noticed with everybody from, you know, Brian Adams to Martin Lawrence Blard, all these people, whenever we talk about, you know, their kind of process or whatever, they're like, well, it's not really work. This is just what I do, you know?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't change one thing about their lives, because I always say, like, what do you want to manifest for your future? And every single person has basically said, I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing. I love my life.
You know, that's interesting because that's how I feel. But I bet if you asked all those artists, like Brian Adams, like 20 mm-hmm. years ago,
yeah.
they'd have a list.
Well, they probably would have a list of what they are doing now because I think that they all have actually manifested it with or without knowing it.
We yeah. asked Brian what he would rather or what he wish he knew now that he didn't know then. And he said, I would have never signed anything. So there's those little things that you learn later in life, I guess.
Well, I don't know if that's an accurate thing to wish for.
But then He also actually said, well, actually, maybe I wouldn't be where I was today if I hadn't signed anything.
Right. Yeah, like checks
so you
to
know
receive.
What I mean? Yeah.
It's interesting.
Bank statements. I think he would have said, like, in the heat of the night would have been a way bigger sell, and because it's fucking great.
The one thing I regret asking him about, though, was the Three Musketeers soundtrack.
Why?
I should have asked him about
you
it.
You did not ask him?
Oh, I thought you regretted asking him.
No, I wish I would have. When we left the interview, I was like, oh, shit.
Did you mean to? Because whatever I mean to talk about, I never
did. Yeah, that's what I meant to.
I bring little notes. I have like a little notebook that we keep in our... Because we're portable.
Extensive notes here. But yeah. The thing is, like, if I'm looking at that, I'm not present here.
That's the one difference, I think, the biggest difference between our podcast, though, and some other ones, is we don't do it in a one studio. We have a traveling
rig. This is rare for me. We're live at Podcast One Studios right now, by the way. PodcastOne.com. Get the Podcast One app if you want. They got all my favorite podcasts. Yours I love. And I'm so happy to... It's like when you discover a new band.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you've never listened to, you know, fill in the blank. And you realize that friend has the next summer to just go, oh my God, Born to Run is fucking amazing. Like, what do you mean you don't like Springsteen? Just read the lyrics only.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's gay. Backstreet's is a gay love song. I know. Nobody knows it, but we all know it. Terry's a guy. They all love what they do, and it wouldn't be work. So then I'll ask you two. I'm going to ask you first, Steve.
Mm.
If you never, ever, ever needed to care for your child, it was all taken care of, like just magic wand, safety bubble, mm-hmm. everything. No doubt. You just get groceries for free. No, what would you wake up to do every day?
Honestly, what I do, I would wake up and go to my art studio.
Yeah.
And just continue to make.
Allie Cat, what would you be doing if money was no object?
Well, I love helping people, and I love, you know, I do a lot of promotion with my book and spreading awareness about Lyme disease. And
we didn't get to the Lyme disease. Lyme, I keep saying Lymes.
It's okay.
No, it is an apostrophe S if you're saying it sometimes, right?
Well, if you say like Lyme is.
No, I'm not.
I know,
I'm just saying it incorrectly.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
You like had the worst, well, I don't want to compare contrast. You had a devastating Lyme disease. Like, I don't really know if anybody's gotten more sick and sitting across.
Oh, there are other people.
No, that's
sure.
why I backed out of the original trajectory and looks this healthy, happy, beautiful, intelligent, and just with it right in front of me. Like, you were like death's door.
Yeah.
And it's got to be the most confounding thing. It's a mosquito bite?
It's a tick from a tick. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Is the craziest thing the length? Obviously, the illness itself is the mm-hmm. craziest thing, and thinking you're going to actually die because you're sure you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be like the physical sickness of like a panic attack where you know you're having, you're dying.
It's physical, and also when it starts attacking the brain tissue, and your brain starts shutting down, that's the scariest for me. That's the most frustrating. Because
how did your brain shut down? And you take as long as you want.
Memory issues, which still exist for me. Confusion, like when I would be driving and have no idea where I was, even if I was in my neighborhood or where I was going. At the grocery store, and unable to figure out how to get groceries.
How do you know you're not just really stoned?
I mean, listen, it's basically like, I guess, like being really, really, really stoned.
Yeah.
And then you feel like super hungover on top of it because you feel just like shit all the time, like headaches, flu-like, joint pain, da-da-da-da-da.
The difference of being stoned, though, is you know what it is.
Right.
And to be completely cognitive and be – the confusion you're discussing is one that is terrifying.
Because you can't get out of it.
It's not like, wait, what fucking cereal do I want? Every time I'm in the cereal aisle, I just draw a blank.
Down.
These are all granolas.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's a terrifying confusion, right?
It's scary because it's like taking you over. And if, you know, so this is something that's really embarrassing. If I have known somebody for a really long time and they come up to me in a random place and I'm with somebody else, I will completely, and this happens to a lot of people, but this happens to me at like a little bit of a fuller extent, is I'll get really overwhelmed and just completely blank out on, you know, their names, any information about them. It's like I completely just shut down. At one point, I got so sick, I didn't remember my own birthday.
Why is that embarrassing to you?
It's embarrassing because I don't want to insult the people. I don't want to have
to
go,
sick.
I've got Lyme disease, guys, and that's why I can't remember.
Like I had bronchitis. I'm so sorry I'm coughing. Like, that's it's all.
Well, that's part of
people
the
don't believe it.
I was going to say, that's part
that's not your problem,
that's part
sweetheart.
Of the issue, yeah.
Sweetheart,
yeah.
That's not your problem.
Yeah.
That's not your problem. And people that don't believe it and have a problem and take umbrage with you not knowing their names because of it, you don't want to be their friend.
Yeah. No,
that's
I
not
agree.
A friend.
I agree. You'd be a really good therapist.
I'm telling you. That's the show I want to do is Unlicensed Therapist.
Yeah.
I got to think that the not knowing what you have mm-hmm. on your like eighth, ninth trip to the doctor mm-hmm. where they go, maybe you got parasites.
Yeah.
Probably just a flu. Yeah. Another flu.
That was 12 years of not knowing what it was.
Jesus.
From when I was 7 years old to
19. Who's your doctor, Spock?
I'm telling you something.
Get it?
We went to, believe you
I'm
me.
I'm such an asshole. I have to insert it's like a boxer that's losing on the cards. So just, every once in a while, I'll just blindly throw a fucking right hand over. Spock!
Good!
Look at me, everybody!
I mean, even today, we'll go to doctors sometimes, and she'll be, I've had chronic Lyme disease. They're like, oh, that doesn't exist.
You took a
like,
Hippocratic oath, my friend, to first do no harm, and that harmed my fucking feelings, you fucking quack. Now get my husband a prescription for Norco and we're out of here. And I mean me, your husband. How long did it take to get?
Almost 12 years.
Before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
You were sick for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And people probably, I don't make assumptions. There were a lot of people in your life that thought this was just kind of Allie's identity. You know, she's always sick.
Yeah.
And you couldn't explain to them, I'm fucking sick to the point of terror.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, I shut down. At one point, I shut down so badly, I ended up in a psych ward. You know, it got that bad.
Where'd you go? What state were you in?
New York? Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was frightening. I was completely out of my mind.
Too. Yeah.
I was out of my mind. And I think that I kind of like left my body for a while. I was like, you know what? This just isn't working anymore. I'm just going to check out. And I totally checked out.
Not to go Marc Maron here, where everything's like, oh, that happened to me once. It was a month ago. I visited a friend in a mental hospital on a Friday night. Visiting hour. When you know it's a legit spot, it's visiting hours are like 7:30 to 8 p.m.
Right.
Then you got to go.
That's mm-hmm. it.
Weekends? Nope.
Yep.
And you just look for shit on the walls. And people yelling, mama, or if anybody's like restrained. And if the answer is no, that's the place you want to go. So I'm visiting a friend and I was so depressed, I was going to ask them for a bed.
Yeah.
And I'd be at the improv the next night. It was just me for 2 hours. And I'm like, I can't let Rita down at the improv, you know? And then I did my show and it was like the crazy, like podcast specific. We know everything about you. Like Harvey Keitel, Barefoot Contessa, like every wacky impression. And then I had like an 8 a.m., no, like a 9 a.m. AA meeting on Sunday, and then wrestling practice laid off of school at the high school. It was like a 7 a.m. practice, and that was like my clear boom. But I was that fucking close. It's amazing. I didn't get bit by a tick. I can't imagine actually going from where I was of I could ask that guy about beds
mm-hmm.
to actually going and laying in one and just surrendering. Because that what you did is the bravest thing you've ever done in your life. You surrendered awareness of your faculties and like you did a power of attorney of you, really. Like I'm not well. Somebody else needs to sign the paperwork on every synapse I have.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life, ever. No, it is. It's not. I'm not. This is not subjective, Allie. Kudos.
That's why I wrote the book, Bite Me, so that people could, you know, not. There are so many people that don't know what they have or what to do. And I think the reason why the book works so well is it has this light at the end of the tunnel, which is, you know, turning to holistic therapies, turning to meditation, turning to manifestation written exercises and self-love and self-care, which I think is so lost. You know, the mental hygiene is so lost in our society. And I think, you know, bringing awareness to actually practicing cleaning your spiritual self and your mental self. I mean, we clean our teeth, we clean our bodies every day. Why not our minds and our spirits? And I learned that not only detoxing my physical body and boosting up the immune system, but also giving more positivity and love into my brain, into my soul is really where the healing truly began. Because once you really learn how to take care of yourself and you really want to live a full life, I mean, it really comes willingness with everything, with, you know, alcoholism, with sex addiction, with anything, with any disease, which those are diseases as well. You have to have the willingness to have a full and healthy life. And
you had the application. Like AA, I have the willingness to wake up and meditate every day.
I never do. But you want to be better, or else you wouldn't be still going to AA meetings.
Right.
you know, when somebody's so sick with the disease, any disease, you become so helpless and you kind of find yourself in this dark place. And I've discovered a lot of different tools that we can use to bring ourselves out of those dark places and taking control of our lives and sort of like finding that inner fight and that inner sort of warrior. It sounds so cheesy.
No,
but like,
it doesn't.
Really,
stop.
It
like
is.
You guys have to understand something. What you just said is going to save a human being's life.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
A little girl, a little boy, a teenager, an old ass man
mm-hmm.
that fucks some chick at a Cancun Tulum with fake mm-hmm. ass implants is going to get bit by a tick,
yeah.
and they're going to remember what you said, and mm-hmm. they're going to ask their doctor, "What about Lyme disease?"
Yeah.
And they're not going to have 12 years.
And unfortunately, 50% of the 50% of the doctors out there will say, "Oh no, it's not Lyme disease."
Well,
unfortunately.
That's like flat earthers or like climate
right.
control. Like,
exactly.
It's so just keep going to different doctors. What is the number one thing somebody can do? I guess, and I'm asking you like a fivefold question, so
sure.
I'm going to ask me to be quicker with it and you to, for the listener to be as concise as possible.
Cool.
The absolutes as far as, maybe there are non-absolutes, the absolutes as far as symptoms, symptomatically mm-hmm. of awareness, and the first step to getting well more quickly.
Okay. So number one is prevention. Let's start with prevention. Is when you go outside.
I'm not wearing a condom.
Well, when you
I'm not. I'm 50.
You have to wear a body
old.
Condom
no.
and a bubble. No.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, you know, just be aware of when you're going outside to do tick checks and to spray yourselves down and to wear light colored clothing.
Like the literal like spray
yeah,
like off
yeah,
and
exactly,
stuff like that
exactly.
could keep you from having
absolutely.
Illness for 12 years.
Absolutely.
100%.
So let's start there.
Not mosquito, tick specific.
Tick specifically, some mosquitoes might carry.
Serious
them.
Question.
Yes.
If I'm not
sure.
joking at all.
Go ahead.
If I use tick spray and then put mosquito spray, do they both work?
Yes.
There's a lot of them that
both.
Are both.
Yes, yeah. most of them are both.
I'm an idiot. Yeah. Like if I put SPF 8 and then I put SPF 10, am I now at 18?
Probably.
Like I'm a moron. Thank you. So prevention is the,
prevention,
of course it is.
Number one.
I'm so, thank
and
you.
Doing tick checks.
You helped me just now.
There you go. I mean, it's very, very simple. And maybe sometimes too simple for people to believe. So
yes,
if you know that you've been outdoors and you see either a tick on you, you don't necessarily have to have a bullseye rash, okay? You do not necessarily have to have a bullseye rash. This is a huge...
Okay, but bullseye, hold on, put a pin in that. Bullseye rash
You do not necessarily have to have that rash in order to have Lyme disease.
But that's what people obviously... I don't know this. That's what people obviously think.
People think, oh, if I don't have a rash, then I don't have Lyme, even though I got bit by a tick. So there we go.
Okay, great.
And then if you're having symptoms like headaches... extreme fatigue, stiff neck, joint pain, blurry vision, confusion, ringing in the ear, just all these like weird little symptoms.
How long from tick bite to symptoms usually?
Within 24 hours usually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was mind thinking like, so make a note of when you were bitten by a tick and
a lot
circle
of,
back.
A lot of people get sort of flu-like symptoms immediately after they get bitten.
Do you remember the tick?
I do.
Where were you?
We were somewhere on the
if
East Coast.
If you say mistake, we're out of here.
No.
Fuck. I love
but
a callback.
But Lyme disease is now in all 50 states and in 80 countries. And people only think it's on the East Coast. Like rich white women in the Hamptons only get Lyme.
I don't think people
it's
think that.
Bullshit.
Honestly, I don't think people have awareness enough to compartmentalize it into, you know, societal.
You know that it's the fastest growing infectious disease epidemic. It's faster growing than AIDS was. There's over 375,000 cases a year.
And those are just the ones that are reported.
Right.
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 But I need to tell you something. Like, I can guarantee you, there you guys are on the big monitor, Podcast One. Look
wow.
how cool you guys look.
Our billboards are going up next week on the East LA. Of that.
You got billboards?
Yeah.
Well, I guess
Why
you
not?
Got that walking around money. You could put them up then. I don't know where I'm Patterson.
A friend did
up.
A favor for me.
Well, you got a good friend. I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell anybody listening here, you guys are like the coolest people I've met.
I can't wait
I
to
know,
hang out with you more tomorrow at the
yeah,
studio.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
It'll be fun.
Real. People don't, I can tell you with certainty, Allie, people don't think it's a Connecticut Montauk thing.
I hope
they
not.
Don't know anything about it. If they don't know about it, they don't know about it.
Yeah. If you also, you don't get it until you get it. You really do not understand how devastating and debilitating this disease is until you have experienced it. It is so.
Or somebody close to you. I mean, I had no idea.
Yeah, Steve, I was going to circle around. You're like, the fact now you teasing Steve makes a lot more sense to me. I know, I'm being serious. You can laugh. I'm sorry. I said it like, no, no, stop. Stop having a fun time. He was with you every step of the way, obviously, and you guys are, you are inseparable. And that's got to scare the shit out of you because you don't know if she's fucking crazy. Obviously, she's not because you can see that
been
she's
some
sick.
Crazy times.
Like,
yeah.
She's a kooky broad, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add like this, that, like, brother.
Yeah, you really don't get it until you know somebody. I mean, when
you don't
first
get it
met,
until
she
you
was,
get it.
Yeah, she was like,
that.
Oh, I have Lyme disease. I'm like, what? Like, I thought like hunting dogs in the South got Lyme disease. Yeah, I knew nothing
about
it.
They might.
Yeah, that's what I always heard. But I knew nothing about it. And then when you see somebody, especially somebody that you're close to or love, go through it, you're like, holy shit, this is not a joke.
Is your case of Lyme disease like one of the longer ones, or is that par for the course?
Yeah, it's a longer case than most, for sure.
So if you have these symptoms after being bitten by a tick and you don't need a bullseye rash, you just need to be aware that you're outside and have a tick bite, then the number one thing you should do is?
I would research what infectious disease specialists and Lyme literate doctors, because a lot of the medical community doesn't understand enough about Lyme disease. They're not taught in medical school. You know, there's over 500 strains of it. So it's just a very complicated disease. And so I would go to a specialist who understands what they're looking for while looking at the blood tests. So if you have certain, you know, antibodies or certain titers, then they can understand.
Titer, what is that word?
A titer. It's like a blood level.
Spell it for me.
T-I-D-E-R.
Thank you.
I would personally do that.
I'm going to go to my GP first.
Sure, go
and
to GP.
Say, I think I have Lyme disease. And
if you knew you got bit by a tick and you feel like shit, they should put you on antibiotics.
And I'm telling you to take my blood and test it for Lyme disease.
Those blood results will not necessarily be accurate either. Right now, the Global Lyme Alliance is actually doing extensive research on finding a more accurate test.
Global
They're
Lyme 50% Alliance.
50% false.
The Global
negative.
Lyme
badass.
Alliance.
What'd you say, buddy?
The tests now are 50% false negatives. Which is insane.
And sometimes false positives.
Yeah.
They're just not accurate tests.
False positives.
They're both. They're false negatives and false positives.
So it's like a miracle anybody even gets diagnosed properly.
It's just
you got to go get your blood tested again and again. Then so you got a false negative. You're still sick. You go test me again after you've exhausted every other possibility,
mm-hmm.
including mental rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a positive. So now you have a false negative and a positive.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to go a third time.
Mm-hmm.
And well, maybe that's a false negative.
Meanwhile, the bugs in the body are spreading or like multiplying.
Yeah, that's all they know how to do.
Yeah, it's just very, you know.
You can change the world. You're changing right now. Like what you're saying is incredible. You're unlocking safes. You're moving walls. Like you, please don't ever. Say like, I know this sounds cheesy, because mm-hmm. it doesn't.
All right, I'm going to stop
And you
that.
Don't get it until you get it. And if somebody doesn't get it, they'll get it if they get it. Like, you're so alive. And what I was saying to you about surrendering mm-hmm. to the facility, like, I started to cry because you were about to cry. Like, there was, like, you guys are the realest dudes I've ever met in my life. Like, it's for real. Like, just trust that what you're saying... You have nothing to. You have each other. Like that's your P1 demographic, and what you're doing is working. Like there's no reason I'm sitting here with you guys. There's just a signal in the noise that people will find, and like your passion about awareness for Lyme disease and the Global Lyme Alliance, you know, and like your art. I said to you before we started, like you're an artist. Like I don't even know exactly what you do, but I know. That dot in the center of your chest, man, that is Namasteve. Like, you're one of the most talented guys I've ever met.
Thank you.
I've just seen black and white photos on, like, your Instagram. And I'm like, Jesus criminy.
He's really incredible.
Don't give him a big head.
No, he's always very humble.
You can give me a big head. It's fine.
you know what I mean?
I might give you a Come lot on. Of head.
Do you have...
it is our anniversary.
That's right. Speaking of heads, how about when you don't have any hair on it? I hate Segway so much. I like on the local news, and it's either a horrible segue or everything's so ironic. Like, we wanted Chinese food, so we went to a Chinese restaurant. Jim? Thanks, Tina. That sounds exotic. Hims, H-I-M-S, forhims.com/M-O-H-R. Hey, maybe you're like me and I got to spray hair in a can on my head, which I do. Fuck hair plugs.
Your hair looks great.
That's what this whole beard is.
Hair in a can.
On. Yeah.
Spray on just for men.
Yeah.
This is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and how about this one? Sexual wellness. Man, I needed this for like the last 2 years. I'm getting well now, though.
Good.
This is FDA approved. It's well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions that help you keep your hair. Now, my hair looks good because I wouldn't do this read unless I tried Hims, forhims.com. Look, I've met you guys in my shows. A lot of you got that meat yarmulke back there. You could tighten that up because there's no waiting room. You don't have to go to the doctor. Forhims.com. Forhims.com. Just answer a couple questions and the doctor will review and prescribe you directly to your door. And if you're my listener right now, and you are, for just $5, while the supplies last, obviously, I don't want to tell you that. And they're like, we're all out. And like, Jay, fuck me. Go to the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor and went to the pharmacy and stood online behind that old lady with a check. Just forhims.com/MOHR. This is science, people. Science don't lie. Game recognized game. Forhims. forhims.com/more. Basically, if you're a guy, you just basically want everything they have there. Forhims.com. Promo code is MOHR. $5? Come on, man. They're giving it away. All right. So, what is the best way for people to help you change the world in Lyme disease awareness and getting these blood tests correct? It's a one-click world.
It's a one-click. Well, I mean, Global Lyme Alliance is a great website, as well as Project Lyme. They're both wonderful organizations that I'm associated with.
Second one was?
Project Lyme.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My thoughts are such a cacophony that I actually don't hear what you're saying.
I know, sometimes. But you know, I'm a very visual person. So I like to see everything written down.
I do too.
Yeah, but I really want to do this one day at a dinner party. I want to have everyone, I want to walk around with like a whiteboard around my neck with different, you know, colored markers or whatever, mm-hmm. and have everybody who I meet write their names in a different color. That way I can see what their handwriting is and what color, and I'll associate it with that person, and I will never forget their name for as long as I live. If that doesn't happen, then chances are really probably will not remember your name.
This is what I've noticed about that state. First of all, it's a brilliant idea because the color association is something I do from when I was a kid. I had a map of the United States, and each state was a different color.
Right.
So California is brown always, even though it's not brown at all. And Jersey's like this weird gray-blue.
It is kind
Did
of gray.
Did you have those? Oh, it's little a shovel. Bit. I'm from there.
A little gray. You think you're from Boston? You sound like a little Boston accent.
No, this is Boston, sweetheart. Maybe you have it all fucking twisted up with your rich fucking designer ring. your goddamn husband. Hey, if you want a Misfits tattoo, don't do it yourself, kiddo. Like some fucking Scully ghoul on his arm.
It is.
It's the only state where they're like, it's got nice parts. Like, nobody wants to live in Oklahoma, but they don't go like, no, there's, you know, Norman's nice. It's just Jersey, I'm from there. There are nice parts, but the fact that you're saying that, you're disqualifying the state entirely, and I'm not even sure where I was fucking going with all of this, so help me. Oh,
color association.
That is a brilliant idea. I don't know why you would want to wear a sandwich board. Because there's always something to put you out by you. Anything you want to do to help you, there's a hitch in between. Like if you were a baseball player, I'd be like, there's something in your swing I can take out and you'll hit constantly. Like I'm going to wear a big dry erase board around my neck at a fancy dinner party and people coming right on it, but it's kind of like me and their handwriting's going to be fucked up and I'll be not stand the parenthetical being, oh, I backed up a little. I'm sorry. I didn't stand the same for you as I stood for Jim.
You're right. Not going to be able to see it either. You have to have a little mirror. You have to have each person holding a mirror when they're talking to you.
Which means you have to remove yourself from the party. You get to apologize.
That's
there.
Why I have Steve.
And then they have to write it backwards so it's correct when you look in the mirror.
Oh. Which I do on stage whenever I spell something out because I realize they have to read it.
You know, I love stand-up comedy so much.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
I love
you
it.
Know, I'm a comic.
Really? When are you showing? Showing?
When are you doing a showing? December 23rd,
skit,
Saturday, Hollywood Improv. I'm doing a little bit.
Oh.
Little bit.
I want to see that.
So for you, I think just prevention would make you very happy.
Yes.
It's not like you're raising funds for...
Prevention and awareness. We are raising money for in the big galas, et cetera, for, and, you know, walks and runs, et cetera, to go towards research. We're associated with Columbia University and Johns Hopkins. So,
oh, Jesus.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's real stuff that's happening. And Global Lyme Alliance was the first thing to get, first organization to get research published in the medical community for post-Lyme disease syndrome, which is the closest to chronic Lyme disease, meaning that the medical community is now going to start to shift in understanding that post-treatment you can still have symptoms.
You're in pain right now. You have some pain right now.
Yeah,
this moment,
I can't
at this
move
moment.
My neck.
I know.
When you started describing it, you got pain.
No, I.
Well, you already agreed.
I've been all week having. I can't. I'm like moving like a robot.
Well, that's the problem with the chronic Lyme. Like, if she gets like the flu or something, it.
I got
it's
the
like,
flu last week from Mexico. FYI,
it's like Mexican flu's the worst.
Way worse.
Second
for her
worst
than
I
anyone
think.
Else. Yeah,
I think it's second worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm
I was like doing
up.
Colin Quinn.
Just because her immune system has been so.
Yeah. I'm
going to
get you guys
yeah.
out of here. But I could tell you're in pain. You're not doing anything that anybody else would think you're in pain. Just so you know. Like,
you
I
might
know
not get that special treat on our anniversary tonight.
No,
Sarah.
He will.
Damn it.
You'll fall asleep eventually. But I noticed on the outside on the couch, when you were speaking, it ebbs and flows. And when you were describing it, it was. Across, like a T across your shoulders mm-hmm. and your jaw, like right across
yeah.
your shoulders. And when I'm realizing now when I saw you effortlessly without pain is when I saw the two of you walking on the sidewalk as I was pulling into the garage.
Aww.
And one of you had that cup of coffee
mm-hmm.
and you floated.
I float on air when I'm with him.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, I really do.
If people want to see what you do, which I'm going to see tomorrow, they go where? Your Instagram is Steve.
Yeah, you can check out my Instagram. It's just Hash. At Steve Hash. I'm also putting together a show for the spring here in LA. That
is it mostly
it's
sculpture?
It's top secret right now. Mostly sculpture, yeah. So you'll have to find me and find out about it in the future.
It'll be an experience.
Yeah, we have to do this again because now that we've been boxers and we've two rounds vibing it out, which not really, but it's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like just sculpture itself. It's just an hour. I could talk to you about that.
Done. Let's do it. I would
like
love
you
to.
See a big block of concrete, and there's like a
it's way more than a big block of concrete.
A lazy, a black-eyed Susan patch in it.
Yes.
And we just see the and like you just remove to construct, which is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, on the other hand, as a designer, you construct to construct where people want to remove.
Right.
We're like yin and yang.
It's
yes.
very interesting. I like to add.
I'm the most interesting person you've ever met. You guys don't know this about yourselves?
You're really bringing a lot out
you
of
are
us.
Exactly.
I'm feeling great about
you're
myself
helping
right
us
now.
Be
Lego
our
pieces,
truest selves.
You're the only two Lego pieces that exist, that fit.
That's true.
That's it. You would make anybody else a compliment, I'm saying. You, both of you, like
yeah,
with
true.
Any other partner, you would be so bored.
No,
and
it's
just,
true.
You get it. And you sat by the illness, and like, I don't. Steve, it's a weird thing to say. And I don't know how else to say it. I don't think you get enough credit for your vigilance. And there's no way to say that without it being like, well, this standby is like, but it's never mentioned how terrifying that is for you.
Exactly.
Like, I saw you on like the Today Show. I actually saw it live. And you do a really good job with your message. So prevention, get your tick spray. Hey, Don Gavin was a Boston comic. He goes, the bugs were terrible. I didn't use off. I needed fuck off.
We should make a fuck off
tick
spray.
That is a brilliant idea.
It ain't mine.
That's
so.
Why I named my book Bite Me.
Bite Me is a great name for a book. But was there like a huge, what do they call the secondary title?
The subtitle?
Oh, yeah. Like, Bite Me, How Lyme Disease
they
Stole My Childhood, Made Me Crazy, and Almost Killed Me.
Who was your
dun, dun, dun.
Who was your publisher? Who was the publisher?
Hachette.
Well, that's cute. Don't swear. Why do you do that? No, what was it?
Hachette?
H-E-S-H-E-T?
No, wait. Now I've got it all.
Probably an H. Don't worry about it.
H-A-C-H-E-T-T-E.
I just
Center Street.
Because when I had my first book... Hyperion, the guy's like, we want more on the tire. It was gasping for air time because I had panic attacks so bad on Saturday Night
wow.
Live. And it's just, this is what happens Monday. Thank you. This is what happens Tuesday. Nobody knows. This is why the monologue sucks. always, because they get to it at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Wow.
And the host is panic-stricken. That's all they ask all week.
Wow.
Nobody ever said, I was here and this is how it goes. And they're like, you know, gasping for airtime, murder. I'm like, murder, mayhem, and madness on the 17th floor in a little show. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And it delayed a release. And then finally, it was a Sunday. I was on the phone with, you know, the guy. And he goes, you have to understand. I go, help me understand. St. Francis' prayer, help me understand rather than be understood. Mm-hmm. There's a different language we all speak.
It's a great one.
And mm-hmm. that saved my life. Like, I don't know your language. Help me. What is it about this that you're so insistent? And his answer was, you have to understand something, Jay. Books are for people who like to read. And I went, all right. I, on my refrigerator, have always had the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And it was, I don't know if I don't know, from a kid I was tutoring French to. And I realized how fucking brilliant that statement was. And I'm going to take that off my refrigerator, Will. And I'm going to put what you just said on as the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. There are coloring books. There are atlases. There's Braille. There's
picture books.
Yeah, so I'm going to put that on, yes, I'm gonna put that on my refrigerator yeah. as the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And he goes, okay. Like, didn't even understand what I was saying. Like, he just wasn't listening.
Right over his head.
And I won, though. I was just gasping for a time. And then, oh, no, we settled. 2 years in the trenches at Saturday Night Live. But he wanted the alliteration of madness, Mookie, maca, mixing bowl.
I'm going to go read your book.
Well, which one?
Do you have it on tape?
My jeans are getting tight.
Oh.
I did. Did you do your own book on tape?
I did. I loved it.
I loved it, too. Yeah. And I learned the difference. Like, no, it's not the, it's the. And it's not the, it's the. It's not it's a. I'm like, fucking leave me alone. Give me my check.
It's very specific.
Yes, it is.
I really enjoyed the experience.
Specificity is a word I can spell but can't say. Efficacy is a word I can say but can't spell.
I can't spell exercise.
I can't spell either.
I sound like Russell Brand. I can spell it, but I can't say it. Exercise, you can't spell exercise, but the act itself is unspellable. More attention here. All right, so Sit In is the podcast. Hit subscribe. I'll see you guys tomorrow, Stephen Alley. And you guys just get down with what's happening. You guys are what every hipster is shooting for. But I'm going to say this. Like, you're just, when people say, like, you're down to earth, I don't know how to process it. What I think of as down to earth, you guys are actually, like, you've reset the, like, you're just the realest folks, man. You like, you
wow,
can say, like,
so much.
I mean it, dude. Like, you, when you say, like, these island, like Mystique and Talum, it's not like Jesus Christ with their fucking stories and tent living and shit on an island. No, you get away with it.
We
Be
really
cold.
Enjoyed being on your show.
Yeah,
and
thanks
meeting
for,
you.
This is great.
Oh, you want to guys? You guys want to start? More
go.
Stories. Put your name on it.
Here we go. That's okay. I'm behind you 100% of the time. Honey, you're all
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.